Okay. Is where we go. Did we almost miss it?
No, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah. Jordan, how's your day?
So far so good. Pretty pretty chillax.
Welcome back to another installment of Up Your Butt and
Up Your Butt and Around the Corner.
Let's get some plugs out of the way before our guest comes in and fucking ruins it.
Yep. Here she goes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, friend of the pod, former guest. Current guest again,
ooh,
who this time has her own microphone.
Present guest.
Round of applause for Carmen LaGalla, everybody. Clap, 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 clap.
I love you, Carmen.
Thank you so much.
I was talking to the booker of the podcast about who should be our next guest, and she said, I can't think of anybody. And I said, well, I got one comedy's Carmen LaGalla in my bed.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yeah.
And she literally. Said,
only yes.
Yay.
she tried to sell it.
Wait, do we have a booker for the pod?
We do.
Who is it?
Me.
Octavia.
Mm-hmm. I had a good friend in elementary school. Her name was Octavia.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she a Disney villain?
You don't meet a lot of Octavia.
I know. It's such a good name.
Octavia.
Very mathematical, isn't it?
I don't know. Octavia Spencer. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Really good. Black lady. I can't remember her last name.
Are there any white Octavias?
I was going to say it. I didn't want
to. I know. I was like, I started to say it.
Ah, you had the balls that I did not have to.
Well, I don't
the
think
courage
been
to
many,
say it.
Many white Octavias since like ancient Greece, right?
That's a good point. There was obviously Octavius, which is a male, right? The Greek or Roman male name.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm.
Did I just make that up? You're both looking at me, so.
Octavius?
No, this is like a perfect.
Oh, like U.S.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was hearing it as Octavius, like Octavius.
Oh, I was hearing
like an inheritance.
I-U-S. Octavius.
Octavius.
Like the way people spell it. Harris.
Like an Octavius. No, I mean like Octavius, like Octavius.
Yeah.
The Senate is meeting today.
It should be safe. Don't worry about any knives.
Plugs.
Isn't it crazy that in ancient Greece, senators like murdered the person? Don't you just wish that would happen?
I'm sure it does.
Oh, yeah, just stab him in the back. Did murder happen a lot in the Greek Senate?
I feel like, yeah. Murder, intrigue.
Murder in general back
but
then.
I feel like,
and they were just like, no, he died of the fever.
Yeah, that was the most like, I feel like normally it was just like a general who was like, the army is mine, now I control the city.
Oh, yeah.
Like when it was just like a bunch of senators who were like, here's what we'll do. Stab him when he's in the Senate. I just retold you Julius Caesar, everybody.
Thank you.
Wow.
I wonder how easily did the idea of killing him, when I ask, I'm like, did the senators kill each other a lot?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, how readily did that idea come to them? Was it like idea number one or two? Or were they like, hey, we can overthrow Julius? Or... You know how we did to Octavius last year. We can stab him in the back.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of different plans. Well, guys, let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get our butt plugs out of the way.
Okay.
If there's one thing we'd like to do, it's plug up your butt.
Oh my god.
You got to have fun.
That's the
you
first.
Gotta have fun. You got to have fun.
We're having fun.
So, follow our Twitter, it's up your butt pod. At Up Your Butt Pod. Also our Instagram, at
That's
Up Your
such
Pod.
A good plug up your butt.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Our Gmail, upyourbuttpod@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
I am at Really Sam Evans on Twitter.
Really Sam Evans?
Really.
Really.
Jordan is the still problematic
Juden Huggins. Yes.
On Twitter. Carmen.
Oh, I'm
just Carmen LaGalla.
Juman LaGalla.
Jewish. Carmen, you're one of the rare people that got their name on Twitter.
Yeah, only one other person in the world has my name that I know of, and she is an Italian teenager.
LaGalla.
She's really good at Frisbee.
She's probably so pissed off that you have that Twitter handle on it.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't care.
She robbed me of my Twitter handle. I'm a fucking American on the beach.
Other Carmen, if you're listening.
I'm so upset that it's I had
mine. What's her Twitter? Is it just Carmen Legala 1?
I haven't stalked her in a while because it feels weird to be like, what's that 16-year-old up to across the globe?
It's probably like, Carmen Legala, abundanza.
One time in early high school, I had a Jordan Huggins add me on Facebook or MySpace, one of them. And then he told me that he was going through adding all of the Jordan Huggins on social media that he could find. And then we all had a group chat one night. It was a great time. It was all Jordan Huggins, men, women, all of us.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was part of a Sam Evans Facebook group.
Really?
College. I don't know if there were any female Sam Evans there. And that's upsetting because God Sam bless is also you. A very androgynous name.
Yeah, Samuel.
Yeah.
That's sexist as hell.
It is sexist as hell. You know what's weird though is every once in a while on Facebook I will see like a life update for a Sam Evans and I'm just like, oh, good for that guy.
Keep up with the like named people in your life.
Yeah, Sam Evans. Very common name.
Yeah.
Dude, is it really?
Common as hell.
Super common.
Bah, basic.
You basic bitch.
Jordan Huggins is an exotic.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I had a group chat I sent myself a text once, and that was the group chat with the Carmen Legalas of the world.
How many
were?
You
send yourself a text? Or
yeah, you can. You can just send yourself a text, and then it pops up on your phone, so you can send yourself like, hey, you're the hottest bee in the whole world, and then you're like, thank you, me.
Is Legala an
Italian? Is everything okay?
No.
I really want to keep doing this character, and I've already decided I will, no matter how not funny it is, of just Italian you being upset.
That I got all the handles.
Teenager Carmen Legala from Florence, Italy.
Is she from Florence? I'm going to look her up while you guys...
Is Legala an Italian name? Yeah.
It is, but my dad was adopted, so it's not even like historically... what my last name would have been.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like an adopted Italian last name. His adopted family was Italian, so we just assumed we were Italian, but not the case.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Melissa's grandfather is like fresh off the boat Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you go to his house and he like makes...
He makes awesome pizza. We might have talked about that. I might have brought this up before, but so. He go balls to the wall, like really nice cheese and like meat plates. He makes a killer. Do they have a brick oven in their kitchen? I can't remember, but he makes a killer pizza. It's really, really good.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I think that meat and cheese plate, that is probably one of the more underrated parts of Italian cuisine. Just the meat.
Oh, yeah.
By itself.
A little capicola.
Capicola.
Prosciutto. I hate that I'm talking like this right now.
You want a cheese that'll knock your dick in the dirt.
Oh, hit me.
You get some Taleggio cheese.
What is that?
Similar in texture to brie. Like,
I'm not a soft cheese boy, but...
You will be now.
Okay.
You're going to become a soft cheese
boy. Taleggio.
And then we're both going to continue to be thick boys. it's so good.
Okay.
I like it very much.
Is it what kind of what is it? Is it milky, creamy, or
good at describing like flavor?
Salty.
It is milky, but yeah, I would say it's saltier than brie.
Okay.
Not especially sharp, but you know how brie is like a buttery kind of soft cheese. Like it's sharper than that.
But like similar consistency.
Yeah, but similar consistency.
I could Google it, but I you're doing a good job describing it. So
check out Taleggio cheese if you're out
there. Taleggio,
yourself.
Okay.
Go to Whole Foods. You got it on Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. How do you whisper it?
Well, just because like I think we all know that like Whole Foods is great because you find like delicious foods there, and then you get to the end, and we all do that stupid more like whole paycheck, but it is true.
Oh yeah. It's like, yeah.
It is more like your whole paycheck.
Yeah.
Whole Foods.
Whole paycheck.
What's the deal?
but to be fair though, there's not a grocery store in New York City that is cheap. Morton Williams is expensive. D'Agostino, that name alone
D'Agostino.
D'Agostino.
Have you gone to Gristiti's?
I have. They're pretty expensive too.
Are they?
And they have my favorite shitty foods. My favorite grocery store ever is in New York City, Western Beef.
Oh, you talked about... Did we talk about this on the pod?
I hope not, because I'm about to talk about it. We've got to...
Tell Carmen about Western Beef.
Western Beef is incredible. First of all, it's like it gears towards like Caribbean and tropical food palates, I guess. So they've got like sugar cane, a lot of fruits. And then like there's like kind of like theme summer or not summer but southern cooking. So they like pig's feet, gizzards, chicken livers, hearts.
What a great word.
Hearts.
And then some of the greatest hearts. It's like they have really good chorizo. They have like different flavors.
Chorizo. Or Spanish chorizo.
All of it. They have Mexican style, what? Colombian, Ecuadorian, fuck El Salvadorian, you. Honduran, and Guatemalan. And it's like a brand.
So like South American.
Yes, yeah. And Central American, it's so good. Oh, yeah. And but they have the it's so crazy cheap food. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I used to go,
and it's called Western Beef.
Yeah, yeah, and then the guy on the intercom is Jamaican, so he's like, "Welcome to Western Beef," and he does all of the announcements. He's like, "And on special today, I don't even know. I'm losing the accent, but welcome to Western Beef. On special today, we've got."
Do you think there's an Eastern Beef? And that guy's just like super Asian. It's very offensive.
East on beef. I did it. I'm sorry. I did it.
Well, you heard it here first. Jordan was the one who thought it was okay.
If there is an Eastern beef, I want to find it. I'm sure it'd be. Every time I go into the stores, I'm like, I need to cook more. But what am I going to adopt? A whole new
lifestyle?
Yeah.
That is, I love cooking, but I don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very fun.
We're out at night, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys, you want to talk about what we got on the board tonight?
Wait, what about Carmen LaGalla?
What about Carmen LaGalla?
Turns out there aren't any. She hasn't updated anything.
Maybe she died.
But does it count? I didn't know there was a space between La and Gala. It's Carmen La Gala.
Carmen La Gala.
Anyway, she's very pretty, so good job, Carmen LaGalla, other Carmen. There's also a Carmen Rivera La Galante, which sounds like something I would do as a character. It's like, hi, I'm Carmen Rivera La Galante.
That should be a new character for you.
Shout out to Carmen Rivera La Galante.
Carmen
She's a teacher.
La Gala. I just looked up Jordan Huggins.
Well, now we're just all looking up on Facebook for this podcast.
I know. Killing airtime.
Wait, I have one that's Carmen LaGalla Seda. Is that who you were looking at?
No.
This woman is older, and she's still a fox.
Who are you looking at?
Carmen LaGalla Seda.
No, that's not showing up on my phone. Is it like she was Carmen LaGalla, and now she's Carmen LaGalla - Seda?
Yeah.
Seda?
Can I be honest with you? This lady is a kind of a cougar.
Sam.
What?
Stop dating all the other Carmen LaGallas.
I'm uncomfortable, Mom and Dad.
Why are all the other Carmen LaGallas hot? This is...
Carmen, you're a freaking smoke show.
Yeah, but... I'm actual smoke. Just kind of swirling around the room.
Pyrotechnics. guys.
What do we have on the board? Dr. Bronner's?
Let's talk about Dr. Bronner's. Now, Carmen, listen. We are super excited to have you as a guest, but I think Jordan and I would agree that we want you to put your fucking phone down.
I'm trying to look at my name. Carmen's. Dr. B, baby.
You were excited about Dr. Bronner's, right?
I was, because I wanted to tell the sad story that you also already know.
If it's the story of Bronner,
yeah,
who was not a doctor, really, I think, right? But... You hit it. What do you got?
Okay.
Right, tell us this. Okay, so just to clarify, Dr. Bronner's is like an all-natural soap, right? That you can use. It's a multi-use
pure Castile soap.
Pure Castile soap.
You can use it.
Is that how you say it? Castile? Castile.
Castile?
What is Castile?
Castile.
I think it's Castile, but I don't know. Anyway.
Pure Castilian soap.
You can use this for anything.
You can wash the dog. It says it on there.
That's great.
You can
wash
your hair.
Dishes, right?
Genitals.
Oh, the peppermint on your genitals?
Oh, I'm just about to say. I have right now, the peppermint on the genitals. Mm-hmm. On and off, super quick. Got to get it on and off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does it sting it?
It doesn't sting, but it's like
it's tingling.
It's like a peppery, cold tingle.
I've felt a peppermint sensation on my balls before. I like that, though. You don't like that?
I mean, I can...
I put my gum stored on the underside of Sam's balls.
Yeah. Carmen keeps all of her chewed gum on the paint.
I was just thinking if we
pry it off with a painter's knife.
All I can think of now is just, like, if you pull your pants down, just your balls are covered in gum.
Yeah.
I think it's the underside of a school table.
I mean, I picture that a lot.
I'm grossed out a little bit.
It's okay.
Welcome. One piece of gum, I get it.
But a coating?
But coating.
Like a shell?
Just hardened.
Like a hard-coated
like
shell?
Like, you know, when you
like
look
a sack
cream. You know
of,
when you look under, like, a sixth grader's desk?
Yeah.
That's what my balls look like.
Actually, quite colorful and artistic, now that I think about it.
It's a little bit like creme brulee. You just kind of give it a little crack.
Yeah, you hit it with a spoon, and then we both go, ooh, and we dine on it.
Yeah.
Is this before or after you take the butane torch to it?
Oh, that's true. Oh, ooh, ooh. It's a whole process, getting my pants off. Anyway, Dr. Bronner's.
What's the story?
It's rising in popularity, but Kerman bought it.
And is it rising in popularity?
I
came out
so.
In 1947.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that it's like, it's become like, you know how like there are products that are around for a long time and then
they get
the hipster 15
minutes of fame.
Like, this product. That
oh,
we
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Discovered.
Kale. You're like, that's been around since the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Kale's not even one of the best super greens for you.
They definitely
actually
are.
Not. Yeah, they debunked that.
What? They debunked kale?
Yeah.
There's a lot of leafy greens that are better.
Yeah, they're a lot better and more nutritious. Anyway.
Arugula's up there, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I love arugula.
Collards?
Collards are
good. Collards,
yeah. Swiss great. Chard.
Oh, Swiss chard bodies.
Chard.
I stole that from... I think that's from Parks and Rec. I'm so sorry.
I don't care. Anyway, go ahead.
The bottles have these little manifestos on them that if you get tiny writing. It's like, all for one for all, one God, one love, ABC morals, and blah, blah, blah. And it goes on, and you read it, and you're like, what is this?
And it refers to God as, like, the one all God, like a long name of, like, and our all God in creator Earth, you know, that it's, like, super... Weird, but anyway.
Is that what you're looking up on your phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was just about
Are you
going to
read
like,
it? It's too long.
I just told you.
I'm not going to read it.
But anyway.
It is a lot, but
you
it's...
You did look up his life story, right?
Yeah, because I was like, who's this Cracker Jack? I wanted to see what he looked like. First of all, if you Google image, he looks exactly what you think he looks like. And his grandson, who is the CEO, looks even more like what you think this Dr. Bronner would look like.
I'm guessing big, bushy mustache.
Actually, no.
Huge beard. Or a really thin guy that lives in California.
Yeah, it was like a tie-dye shirt, ponytail kind of a situation for the CEO.
Oh.
The doctor himself has some like wacky glasses on, and he's just like, you know, like very like...
It was not what I imagined. I was imagining like old-timey, like thick-rimmed glasses, pocket watch, bushy mustache.
Oh, that's what you think it would be a Dr. Bronner?
Like the original, yeah.
No.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so he's from Germany, comes from a family of soap makers.
Dr. Bronner's.
Dr. Bronner. Dr. Heil. Heilbronner was his last name. He dropped the Heil for obvious reasons.
Why?
Because it sounds dumb, Sam. Heil. And then he came to America and he tried to get his family to come with him. He was like, he wanted his parents to come with him to America because Nazis were being all Nazi. And they
now
were
the
starting to come into power.
Were Jews, right?
They were Jewish. Uh-oh, you know where this
you're
is going.
You're not familiar with history at that time.
What's going on?
The Holocaust never happened. So he came over, and then the last correspondence he had with his parents was a postcard that was censored. Everything was blocked out except for, "You were right," signed "Your loving father."
Ugh.
And then they... died, and then he, you know, became that was his origin story.
Yeah,
became this, and he was like, I gotta print this on this, and then you know,
but he also
go ahead,
I cut you off.
I had nothing else. Go ahead.
We should just keep apologizing to each other for the next hour. he also got involved with the government somehow and went through. Were you about to get to this?
Oh, no, I wasn't even going to add the next part, but yeah.
He went through, like, part of the reason I think the label's so crazy is because he underwent psycho shock therapy. Yeah. And so they, like, fried his brain. And so towards the latter half of his life, he was just, like, nuts.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like,
the packaging.
I finally found, like, a readable thing in the packaging, but it's like, the way it's written, it's like the whole world is our country, our fatherland, because all mankind are born its citizens. We're all brothers and sisters because one ever loving eternal father is our only God, our only religion that reunites God's legion. For we are all one or none. Listen, children, eternal father, eternal one. So it's like a super.
You know what it reads like? It reads like if you heard that from coming out of like a crazy guy on the platform, you'd be like, oh, well, at least it's like a friendly one.
You know? Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, oh, he's like a nice, crazy homeless man.
Oh, it for does. Sure. It's a nice philosophy.
Yeah, for sure. It's very pleasant, but yes. It is like very manic coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
You
know, he wrote that while sweating.
It does come out. What's that? Humans of New York. It comes off as like a verbal homeless people of New York label. Oh, yeah. You know, like if you just took tidbits and snippets from homeless people.
Have I told you this? Oh my god, I might have. Have we talked about Humans of New York yet?
No. I don't think okay. so.
Carmen,
you seem impassioned, so I'm into it.
Well, Carmen went on a tangent of Humans of New York. Now I am not a ready crier. But this made me water like you wouldn't believe, like my plants were dying.
Didn't you come over and I was like, I'm having a rough day, and you were like, why? And yeah. I was like, I read a bunch of Humans of New York.
Right, do you want to say it?
No, you go.
Carmen read this one, and it was just...
We're all being too polite. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys.
This is my story.
Hey, great bit about Dr. Bronner's idiots.
What a waste.
Carmen was like, I was reading Humans in New York. There was this one profile of an older woman, and she was talking about how her husband had died years before, and it was very hard for her. And she said when he was dying, she was just like, I'm so sad. I just don't know what I'm going to do without you. And her husband looked at her, and he goes, take all the love that you have for me and spread it around.
Oh, my God.
It is so sweet and so sad.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that like...
Are you tearing up right now?
It's like, what a, first of all, fuck you for having a better line than any other dying man will ever have.
There's not a writer's room in California or New York that could come up with that in 100 lifetimes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Take all the love you have.
It's very hard to put into practice, but like, ugh, you know, what a sweet man, what a loving woman. Ugh.
I know, yeah.
Do you think behind the scenes he's a real dick, though? He like says that, and then the next sentence he's like, but fuck you, Glenda, go get me my dick pills.
We're out of pickles.
I feel like for me, I would like make it like 40 times for you. You'd be like, what do I do? And I'll be like, take your love and put it in a pot. Wait, let me start again. Put your love on ice, because baby... No, you can't say baby. I would do like 40 tries. And you just take a gun out and shoot yourself.
Oh, actually, I...
I can't wait to hear what this part.
Okay, so I hope he's okay with me talking about... I have a very good friend who called me. Distant relatives of his. This is like his aunt's parents. So, I don't know, great aunt, great uncle, or some far distant relatives. Older couple. This is Eastern North Carolina. Super blue collar. Farming communities, very like egalitarian, I guess, just to set up the story of just like, so they, the two of them, the wife had like a brain tumor or some serious medical problem, and it's been plaguing them, this couple, for years. And then she was like going to Duke Medical Center to get it taken care of. They went there, they're like, she's going to need this pretty serious surgery. And then the guy, the husband, who was also going through some pretty serious medical stuff, they're both on death's door. The husband is like, we're not paying for these bills. And then boom, kills her and then shoots himself, murder suicide. They're like 82 or 83 or something like that. And he's just like, look, I love you. I want to go out with you, but we're not paying these bills.
But why? But you're dying. I don't get it.
I know. That's the most North Carolina attitude I've ever. Yeah. They're just like, look.
I'd rather die than pay these fucking bills.
Look, we're dying. Are we going to stick around and piddly foot around, pussy foot around?
America.
So sad.
Yeah.
Kills her. Did he run it by her? God, I hope he,
I
ran,
hope
it
he
by
ran it by her first, right?
Hey, I was thinking I would kill us both.
That's one of those things where, like, yeah, you're, like, worried that your husband will kill you. Like, that's a big thing that men do is kill their wives.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I made it. I'm at 82. And he's like, no, there's still time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, what if she was like, I wonder how it brought it, I hate how bitty this is already, but she's just like, honey, I'm running the store. You need anything? He's like, actually, don't waste the money. You know? Can you come in here for a second?
Don't bother.
Come on, grab a couple plastic bags and.
Yeah. Did he say that like it happened in front of the hospital people?
No, I think they did it at their house and they were found at the house. Yeah, I didn't get too many details, but pretty brutal.
Witnessing it.
No, I think they were just found.
Oh,
you know, so it's like.
Well, so you don't know if it was because they weren't paying the bills then.
Probably left a note.
I mean, or note, or the family was just like the family knew, and so I got the story from my friend who's like a distant party. Man. Relative, yeah.
I read this book recently called Being Mortal, and it is all about the limits of medicine as people come to the end of their life.
Mm.
And this is written by this doctor, and the whole idea behind it is like, he's just like, listen, like medicine can do like pretty amazing things, and we're kind of at a weird impasse as doctors where we want to save everyone from everything and just cure every illness. But we don't ever accept that like people are, we are going to die.
We're
like,
doomed to, yeah.
And a lot of times when people have a terminal illness or when they get very old, we keep putting them through increasingly like difficult to tolerate medical treatments.
Yeah.
Chemotherapy, things like that where it's like, maybe this will save you. Probably not. At best, it will prolong your life a little bit.
And maybe suffering.
Yeah. Whereas if we're being honest, if you can, you know, as scary as it is, just accept, oh, this is when I'm dying, and then you accept things like hospice care or just focusing on making your life as comfortable as possible.
And then last year, so
It would change. And he also said, like, this, it's crazy. The studies find that, like, a lot of people who do make that difficult decision do end up living longer than people who are like, no, I'm fighting to live.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, if you just focus on, like, getting your shit in order, like, all right, I want to just spend time with my family. I want to, you know, focus on, you know, patching up friendships or something like that. Or,
yeah.
You know, just mentally being like, I am going to die and this is it.
Those people live longer than people who go through chemo?
A lot of them do, yeah. I mean, it depends on, like, the disease that they have, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. He talks about his own father who had, like, his own father was a doctor, and he starts having weakness in his hands, and they realize he has a giant tumor that starts from, like, beneath his shoulder blades on his spinal column to, like, in his brain. And they go to like two different doctors, and one of the doctors is like, listen, we can operate, but we need to operate right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And his dad, even though he's a doctor, and like he's just like, this terrifies me, I'm not doing it. And then he goes to another doctor, and the doctor's like, how do you feel right now? And he's like, I feel okay. And he's like, well, let's wait, because like this seems like a slow-growing tumor. Let's see. And his dad lives like, I think all told, it's like another 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And gradually he retires within a year, and then he becomes like president of like a Rotary Club. And, like, works super hard at that and, like, focuses on... He, like, started a college in India where his father's from and, like, all this shit. Like just takes the time that he has left and just... This is so not fun for...
No, but I'm into it. I'm super into it, yeah.
It's just interesting to see, like...
Tumor talk with...
It's so scary to die, but, like... You know.
But it's even scarier to live.
Yeah. Well, and they talk about like freakishly bad, like
follow me on Instagram.
There's like a really sad story of like a young couple, and they have a baby, and then right after their child is born, they find out that this lady has an inoperable and rapidly spreading like ovarian cancer, and they're fighting it the whole way. But the wife says, like early on, she's like, I just don't want to die in a hospital. Like, if I'm going to die, I want to just die at home with the family. But they can't separate that from their need to believe that she can pull through.
He's
like, as doctors, we failed her. Because, obviously, there's always, like, some small infinitesimal chance that we can do something. But realistically, every doctor in her case knew that we should have just said, you are dying. And you have to go home and be with your family. You know, but we don't say that because people don't want to hear that. Especially when you're young and you're sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's brutal.
Ducks in order, find another mom.
I couldn't really expect a doctor to be able to give it. Like, now that I think about it, I'm like, it's almost unfair for me to ask a doctor to be that upfront, because I was just in a job interview the other day and she was like, would you rather give or like turn in
have perfect work hands. The coolest interview ever.
Sorry, I just feel like having fun right now. We can talk about my inoperable tumor.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much that. She was just like, she's just some bullshit in like question that I couldn't get. She's like, would you rather turn in a perfect project late or an okay project on time? And I couldn't give an answer. So how can I expect a doctor to be like, you're dying? Mm. You know?
Oh, I would go perfect late. Yeah.
No, I do.
That was everything I ever did in college with a note that was like, I have some things going on in my life. If you're vague, they will not ask follow-up questions.
If
you're
beg?
In college right now, if you are vague, they will not ask. If you're too specific, this is like legit. Like I would turn things in a month late with a note that was just polite, addressed to them in the situation, and said like, I understand if there's nothing you can do, but you should know that I have some things going on right now. No follow-up questions. Don't be like, my grandparents died. Fuck you. Not be specific.
I did that because I had two grandparents die my first year at ECU, so.
Oh, you should have gone vague.
I was milking that for months.
I had one, and this was like, I can't believe I said it. I don't know why, because it was very low stakes. It was like a homework assignment in a college course. And people were handing it, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't have it. And she was like, oh. And I was like, my brother died. Like, what? And I go, I'm just kidding. She was like, don't do that. Don't ever say that. She got so mad at me.
She has a dead brother.
Yeah, probably.
I did that one. Did you go to class all the time when you?
Yeah, I was a good student. So quiet.
I think that's something you can only do if you put in the work.
Oh, that's
in that other
that's
time,
true.
You know?
Yeah. Also, just, try to actually be a good student. I really did want to turn in good stuff. I didn't want to turn in shitty assignments.
Yeah.
But
see, I
better
actually...
Better than that. Follow me on Instagram.
I actually answered good work on time. I was like, wow, I think it's a dumb question anyway.
Wow.
I think it's a dumb question no matter what. Even when I told Melissa, she was like, that's fucking stupid. Why would they ask you that? And she interviews people for her company. But I was just
like... There's something so funny about like your significant other, like the most beloved person in your life, looking at you and be like, that's fucking idiot.
Just cut to the core of, yeah. So when she asked me that in that job interview... I was like, well, I think it's a dumb question to begin with. We can all agree that there's no right answer, I feel like, even though they tell you that there may be one. But I was just like, well, I think ideally I would turn in perfect work on time. And that was like part of my answer. And I was like, but that can't be it. Because they always give you some stupid bullshit. She was like, well, I know that you would never do this, but let's say you got a project right now. And it's like all these like, let's say 9/11 happened again. And then you were like, whatever.
Did you say that?
No, she didn't.
How amazing.
So I said good work on time. And my reasoning was because I know that as a creative, I never want to turn in anything that's less than stellar or less than perfect. Mm-hmm. But working in the industry, I know that it's about maintaining relationships with the clients. And so, I know how important it is to maintain
good client relationships,
and deadlines. And so if I had to, absolutely, I would turn something in on time because I know the client would want it. And ultimately, the client relationship is more important than.
That sounds like a smart answer then.
You're
gonna get that job.
Yeah, bitch.
Hopefully.
Yeah, bitch.
When was this interview?
This was Tuesday.
This was Petco, right?
This is what?
Petco?
Petco. Yeah. So why are you?
Yeah. They're like, Jordan, we want to bring you in for a third interview, and here's your name tag.
How are you with miniature schnauzers?
They have been very bitey for us.
Are you one of those people in an interview who, when they're like, what's your greatest weakness? You're like, that I don't have any weaknesses. And you say it like that.
No.
Leave the balls on some people.
I'm honest. I'm like, sometimes I
work too hard.
I work too hard. It's in the office where he's like, I work too hard. I care too much. And I blah, blah, blah. And then
I don't do that.
Michael Scott.
Mine would be like, I can be overly sensitive to criticism at times because that's a pretty good one that I feel like is people are like, well, we can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like true, you know?
I think, I'm just honest. I'm like, sometimes I don't know when to ask for help.
Oh, that's very good.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Because then that's
I wish the, you like, guys were hiring because
yeah, they're just like, well, ask for help always.
Yeah, right.
That's what they think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just always.
And then you're like, hey, can you do this for me? I need help.
That's a really good one.
Carmen, what
we're just giving advice left and right.
Yeah,
what's your weakness that you admit to in an interview?
I think I've only been asked that question once, and I think I started laughing because I was like, what a hacky question. I didn't say that, though. I didn't say what a hacky question.
Probably that I'm laughing at this right now.
Probably that I think this is horse shit, and I could come up with a better interview question. And then I took her job. No, I think I did give that bullshit answer of like my greatest weakness is that I just really want to be great. You know, like one of just like the worst answer.
Yeah.
I haven't had a job interview. I walk dogs.
Yeah.
So I don't nobody.
Oh, are they hiring?
Me.
God, I need a job so bad.
I think the last one was for dog walking and that was 5 years ago.
Yeah. Actually, no, yeah, I did get interviewed for that because I just walked dogs with her and she was what did she ask? What are some dog walking? She was like, what would you do? She asked some really tough questions, actually. It was like very intense. She's like, what happens if the dog snaps free, gets hit by a car? And I was like, I mean, I have a pretty low heart rate, so I probably wouldn't panic. You know, you do what you can. You call the vet. You redirect traffic.
What's your greatest strength? I have a low heartbeat.
I do. It's very calming to dogs and people. I just know how to react to shitty situations.
You are pretty calming, yeah.
Thank you.
But also,
go, go. It just,
I don't think that's the one I had. Low heart rate means they don't panic. I have seen panic.
Just, yeah, but that's like internal. If something happens around me, I feel like I can react to it pretty calmly in the moment, and then I'll freak out later.
I get it.
If
your heart rate
just threw a hat at me and I ducked calmly.
Oh man! Before this podcast started, Carmen balled up her bagel wrapper and was making me take shots in a hoop made of her arms, and I was like, draining them.
Why do
well,
I
you know, like
so
she was
much.
Holding her arms in a hoop formation.
I know.
You know how I know you're bad at sports? Because I know how important the story is to you right now.
Yeah.
Listen, long story short, I am bad at sports, and Carmen is good at them. She likes to throw it in my face.
So fun.
But I made a couple shots, and then Carmen
drained
a shot on my hoop arms, and I slapped the paper ball back into her face, and it made me feel so fucking good. And you're the person I love more than anything.
He's so happy. Well, if you give Sam a bouncy ball, you'll be entertained for the rest of your life. You give it to him, he bounces it on a surface, and then it goes crazy because it's a ball.
Her favorite thing is to watch how quickly I lose a bouncy
ball. Yeah, because he'll confidently be like, I think I got it this time. You can see it in his eyes. He's just like, I got this. And then
that's
he bounces it on a ramp, and then it goes crazy. And then he's under bar stools at Pine Box looking for that ball.
There,
taking upskirt photos.
I was at this comedy venue in New York City, Pine Box. You know it, Jordan.
And Pine Box Workshop.
When you walk back to the back in the showroom, you are on an inclined plane. And I had a bouncy ball and just bounced it straight down, being like, fun with a bouncy ball. Not thinking, oh, you are on a slanted plane. And it just shot across the bar. And I had had that thing for a minute and 30 seconds. And I was like, boy, up, it's gone.
I could see it in the movie. It's like such a good, like, you're like, we're walking out of a grocery store. And you're like, you tap me on the shoulder. You're like, hey, you got a quarter? I'm like, yeah, what do you? And you're like, I'm going to get a ball. And then before we get to the car, you're like, you walk up and you're like, fuck, I lost it.
Yeah.
That is definitely.
When he bounces it outside, it's really fun. I watch him bounce it and then just immediate panic. It bounced off of like six cars, like just out of his grasp. He grabbed at it like eight times, then it went down.
You throw it, you
get laughed, and I laughed.
What was that time that we were walking to your place and there was a cockroach or and I like jumped over it because you screamed, and then I jumped like three times on the same foot, and I was like, no, no, no.
He kept skittering under his feet and like a dip
because you kept jumping. You didn't want to kill it.
No, I will kill it. Usually,
but as, you know,
we'll find roaches at Carmen's apartment maybe once every 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
And usually
Matt,
I'm elected as the one to kill it. But if Matt Backus is there, we make Matt Backus kill it. And every time, I fucking hate cockroaches. They scare the shit out of me.
Well, I don't think anybody likes them.
Yeah, but I scream. Usually, it's not a high-pitched scream, but it is like a no! Fuck you.
Yeah, when it moves.
I love the anger. Most people are scared, but you're like, not again.
I am scared.
Get out of here.
I try to mask it and like being angry at it for existing.
I love it. You like stomp on it and then burn it and then put it back in the hole where it came from. Yeah. So beware, cockroaches.
No, they like to eat. They feast on the bodies of their dead. So you're supposed to really get rid of all traces because it'll kind of call them all out to come and eat it. And then they're like, oh, there's food here consistently. Yeah, it's you gotta kill it, get rid of all the traces.
Next time somebody tries to defend cockroaches to me, I will just say that.
Who's going around defending cockroaches?
The cockroach lobbyists. It's me, John Cockroach.
John C. Roach.
Well, people talk about like they're like cockroaches supposedly can survive nuclear warfare.
John Dick Roach.
why did that get me?
I don't know.
Guys, we talked about this before. We post topics to talk about on the board. What's good is that we're going full steam ahead, and I think we've hit one. But it just occurred to me that there is one topic post-it note that is just a black dot in the middle of it. What is that,
Jordan? Oh, period.
Oh, well, then why did I put vagina periods?
Oh,
well, that's not what they're
called.
We don't
want to talk about butt periods.
Carmen, do you want to talk about your menses? You don't have to.
I mean, that was...
getting
you
a hard
nut. You know that thing of when you get it?
Look who's all clamping up about it. Oh, before we started recording, Carmen was giving us...
Period this, period that.
About her feminine hygiene products.
Oh, I do want to...
Now she is.
Well, I guess I kind of asked it beforehand, but nobody answered me. I just got the Diva Cup.
Okay.
Wait, those you got little, it?
Yeah, I just got them.
Where?
Came in the mail.
You're drinking out of it.
This is a Diva Cup.
It's just a paper coffee cup.
This coffee tasted funny. Wait, I had no idea that you were getting a Diva Cup.
I'm not wearing it right now because it's at my house.
I know.
And I have to wash it with Dr. Bronner's unscented. We're not going peppermint with this one. And they sent
me. Why is my vagina so cool?
Fucking womb.
I'm excited to try it out. It looks really impossible to put in there, but there are two of them. They gave me two sizes, a big and a little. And little, they say if you're under 30 or you haven't had a baby. And the bigger one, they're like if you're over 30 or you've had a baby. And I'm 32, but as I was saying,
but
tight little puss. And I haven't had a baby.
Yeah.
And,
I try it again?
My vag is all little.
Said, yeah, you do got a tight little sniz. It's like a good Mexican place. Tough to get it.
Pretty good. Holds up.
All right.
Trying to turn a riff into a bit. Hoe into a housewife.
Fuck me.
And I was saying, what was my little riff? This is my magnum condom of the...
Oh, yeah.
No, you called it...
I called it Conan condoms.
You called
them
Conan condoms.
I couldn't think of Magnum fast enough.
That
sometimes
would be a better
just...
name for a Magnum condom.
Yeah.
Because it's got red hair or Conan the Barbarian?
Conan the stand-up...
you weren't even going...
late night man.
Oh, you were thinking, why Conan?
I don't know. He probably just has a big old dick. Look at him. He's like 17 feet tall. He's all on TV.
Tall.
And like he's happy, but he's not
men,
mean.
Sometimes that doesn't play out as well as ladies would like.
You heard that from me.
I think I've heard it from multiple women.
Okay. Also me.
You think that like a tall guy is going to be packing heat and he just has an average penis?
I just think he looks like a nice person who has
a
big old dick. I don't know.
A large
cock?
It's
probably just...
I don't know.
It's probably
it's
not
so
crazy
abrasive.
Big.
Jordan,
but...
what are you packing?
I don't know. A dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't think I'm packing.
Yeah. I feel fine.
You can see it in my winter shorts in my apartment.
Really?
I wear shorts in the winter in my apartment. And I noticed that yesterday. I was doing that video.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing like a application video for the...
Like, you can see the outline of my dick.
Oh, yeah. I was like recording. I recorded and I sat down. And I'm like, I hope that they... My first thought was like, I hope they don't... Their first thought isn't, well, I could see his moose knuckle. And then I was like, surely they won't think about that. And then my third thought was like, well, of course they're going to think about it. That's what I'm thinking about.
Maybe it's just me. I've never heard the term moose knuckle.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
You know what I learned it was Dodgeball, the movie. One of the team's name was the Moose Knuckles.
Oh, really?
And that's where I learned it from.
Moose Knuckles. That's so funny. Carmen,
It's really good.
Snuckle. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Did? Oh, no, no. That was it.
Yeah. I feel good about the size of my penis.
Yeah. Sam's is only like 12 inches long.
Wink.
It spins and gyrates.
I've told this story before on podcasts, maybe not on ours, but one time Carmen and I were laying in bed together naked, and she looked down and with no malice in her tone, but just so matter-of-factly goes, "Boy, you really are a grower, aren't you?" And, oh, man, I laughed so hard. And it really is true.
Yeah. Grower, not a shower.
Yeah, yeah. Which I thought that was just a lie that we made up as men. But
no, they're all different types. Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah, some people stay pretty much the same. And then, yeah, other people like Sam have a real ratio going on.
And you know what's
a big
funny
blood flow.
Is there
your bloody boy.
There was a family of three boys that grew up like kind of catty corner backyard from my...
And they all had big...
Well, I remember one time the oldest son, Jason Steyer, we were all hanging out, I think playing like Capture the Flag in their backyard. And he was like older and kind of a creep. And I saw him just like whip his dick out and take a piss. And at the time, his flaccid penis to my, I mean, I was like 11.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm never going to have a penis that big. Because it was just
massive. Yeah. It
really took my breath.
I feel like a lot of guys have that. Maybe women too, like the equivalent, but like. I had this, like all guys have a story like that where they see a dude, whether it's like a school locker room or whatever. I was actually, now that I'm thinking about it, this actually may be a story about how I was sexually assaulted, but not really. But I was in Boy Scouts growing up. I stopped going to Boy Scouts because our pack leader, den leader, like the guy who was in charge of us, our whatever, his son, we were on a camping trip. The adults left to go like, get some supplies or something.
Oh, no.
Put the son in charge. He didn't. Nothing happened with any of the kids. All I remember was like there was a bunch of us. Some were in the tents, and there was like a collection of us like cooking. So it was like I think it was like breakfast or lunch. So no adults there. This guy's in charge. He's like he's got to be 17 or 18 maybe, and the rest of us are like 11 or 12, 13. And then I just hear a bunch of laughter. I'm up at the pavilion cooking. I look back, and this dude has the biggest dick I've ever seen coming out of his uniform pants. And he's just walking up and down the tents like, "Hey, yo!" And then all the kids are going nuts, being like, "Oh, that's so funny. Look at that."
Wow. Was it flaccid or hard?
It was flat. I don't know. I don't know, actually. No, no, no.
Probably somewhere in the middle.
This is where
like borderline. Wagging it borderlines.
Yeah. He looked like a shower, for sure.
Yeah. You get off on it a little bit if you're,
sure.
Walking around. Like
that voice, yeah. Or not
I've done that, but not like to younger boys, but like I remember like in sleepovers and stuff, you just walk out of like the bathroom naked to make your friends laugh. I've done that multiple
times. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
Do you cover yourself or no?
What? Cover myself?
Yeah.
Oh, like cover my penis?
Yeah, you just walk out fully nude?
Yeah, that's the bit, isn't it?
Yeah, we walk out fully nude. I've definitely done it to like meet an Alex before. I can't remember when, but yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
I'll cover myself.
Cover your.
Yeah, I just like to throw a hand or two down there. When I was younger, I used to throw two hands just so people would think I was bigger than I was.
Yeah, you throw two hands and like let one go down to the middle of your thigh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm covering this part of my. Penis that goes to my
sorry head. Yes, this is so embarrassing, but
what if women pissed out of their tits and we did the same thing?
That'd be
amazing. We just like peed out of our nipples,
because you'd have to bend over. Toilets would be so different,
because I was thinking like penis
no
size
it would just be higher
sizes.
Urinals, right?
Ooh.
Higher, taller, smaller urinals.
Yeah, we'd have like little like
urinals
shelfy
halfway up the wall.
Yeah,
do you have to squeeze them or can you flex bust it out?
You want to like squeeze just to like that's like the shake that you guys have.
Oh, gotcha. But you're saying instead of your urinary tract running down, it runs up into your
yeah, and we pee
breasticles.
Out of our tits, so that we would have like that same thing of like, oh my god, Jenna's tits are so big. Like I didn't know she just kind of started peeing out of her chest in front of all you know, like an equivalent thing.
Well, you know our dicks don't fill up with urine.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But you're saying the.
I'm
but
saying, like, because
you know
have
how,
that
like,
moment.
Sometimes you catch your friend's dick at the urinal. You're just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I have a coworker. I saw his penis, and it was very large.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That was
so you, yeah, and then you sucked his dick, and
yeah.
It got a little awkward. But
this is all so a little bit uncomfortable for me, because I was telling you that Melissa and I were just talking last night, and I am so not good at talking and communicating myself that I think she now thinks that I'm gay or at the very least bisexual. And every time, and the more you defend it, the more you defend not being gay, the gayer you sound, I think. Like, the more I come off as like a denier.
I'm not gay.
I'm not. I promise you. I swear. I'm pulling out all the stops, but.
Now, what was the, can we ask, what was the impetus for you seeming gay?
What was it? I don't know if I want
to
say.
You don't have to talk about it.
Would you think, I'll say it, it's bad, I think, but yeah.
I don't care.
Somebody, a woman, actually, so maybe she knew the parameters of this Facebook group. A friend of mine, a woman, added me to a Facebook group, so I don't have a job, looking for a job.
Maybe she thought you were bi.
That was the thought.
Yeah,
that's
so
what
don't
Melissa
add
was saying.
People to Facebook groups first. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It was a private Facebook group. She was like, "I'll add you to this group I'm in," and there was the name of it. But then she added me, so I was like, "No problem." Mm-hmm. It's a secret group. There's a couple questions to get in. Are you a writer? Are you a professional writer? Blah 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 blah. And then the last question is this: this is a group meant mostly for women and gender non-binary. Are you either of those? And I said, "Yes, I'm bisexual." I lied, and I told Melissa that, and she was like,
"That's not even gender non-binary."
Yeah, actually, it did just occur to me that still doesn't qualify you.
Wait, bisexual?
Because you can be bisexual and you're still cisgendered. You're not gender non-binary.
I think I say gender non-binary because I can't remember the actual phrasing, but I think that maybe it was just like
cis straight white.
Yeah, but they didn't say cis straight white, but I think it was kind of insinuated and stuff. Yeah. But
I don't think they even brought up race yet.
Yeah, they didn't bring up race. It had nothing to do with race. Yeah. It was just women, and then
you're like, I'm black and gay.
So I was just like, that's how desperate I am for a job, though. I was just like, yes, I'm bisexual, and then I told Melissa that, and she was like, instead of her first thought being like, maybe she had, I can't remember actually. She was like, are you? I'm done. I'm gonna leave. I can't get this story out at all. Jesus. She's like, "Are you bisexual?" And I was like, "No." And then she was like, "Are you?" And I was like, "No." But I'm a little bit upset that you are getting upset right now. And she's like, "Why?" She's like, "We've been dating 3 years. If it came out now that you were gay or bisexual, I'd be pissed." And then I was like, "Oh yeah, that's a very good point. I get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah." But. And then so she was like, I think that you've – and then I think she was just like using this as an excuse to be like, I think you hooked up with your friend Spencer, the comic from Charlotte. And I was like, no, I'm not gay. I swear to you I've never – if I was, I would have told you.
And it wouldn't be Spencer.
It wouldn't be Dave. Spencer, yeah.
I've already got somebody picked out.
And then she makes the bet a little bit. She's like, look, it's okay. He's kind of an attractive guy. You know, it's fine. If you guys hooked up. And I was like, no, I'm not gay. I've never thought about hooking up with a guy or anything like that.
But you're gay though, right?
And then it didn't help myself, but I did say, she was like, but you're gay. And I was like, I'm not. I was like, well, I guess technically we all are a little, you know, according to the whatever
you
test.
Bring up the spectrum. Like, yeah. Oh, it's a sliding scale.
I guess kind of we all are technically.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. Sam can't decide, right? If I could hook up with another woman, would you let me?
Oh yeah.
You're always like, would I?
I can't decide because for me, I don't think I could hook up with another man, right? If sexuality is a spectrum, I'm mostly very not gay.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, we were talking about this on the way up the stairs too, about how like as a straight man, it's hard to talk about. Well, not hard, but like just like you do without being gay, you're just like, I mean, look at that guy. He is fucking gorgeous. You know, like you look at beautiful men all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taken aback. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't think I could be gratified hooking up with
right him. After you let them take your back.
Yes. I don't think I could hook up with men. So I don't know if it's fair for you to get to hook up with women. Or if it would bother me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I've thought about it too, like, I've thought about having sex with a man. No. Damn it. It didn't come off as much of a joke as I wanted it to. That came off as just me bearing my soul. I thought about it. It was like if I had a partner or if Melissa was like came home one day and like I caught her with a woman in bed, mm-hmm. I would be upset because it's like regardless of the gender or sex or whatever, it's like, it's still cheating. Yeah. But I think I'd be a little bit less upset if afterwards she was like, look, I love you, but I am gay. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we can't be together. Yeah, that's kind of like a, yeah. I can only respect that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm. What if?
Yeah, because if, you know, if I, sorry. I don't wanna...
No, go ahead.
Sorry. Because, yeah, if I hooked up with a woman and you were not upset, that kind of makes you, I don't know, like sexist. No. Because you'd be like, oh, I don't see this as a threat. Like,
that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
If anything, it's hot. You know, that kind of attitude is like, yeah, it's even.
Yeah. And see, I don't, I think that it would.
That woman's not a real person. You can have sex with her. Yeah. That makes sense. That's a good point. Yeah.
Now, if you came home one day and you were like, I'm starting to feel something for women. I don't know what it is, but I really feel like I need to figure this out about myself. I would. I don't know what we would do, but I think I would be.
And I brought over these girls to find out. And then we had an old rumpus.
Yeah, right. And I just get in the way of your self-discovery. Like, isn't it how great how gay you are?
That is what he says, like, just when we're together.
I think that I would be, like, it would be hard for me, but I think I would be like, why don't we, like, take a break? Or I would just be like, why don't you just go
take some time to figure it out?
Or like, yeah, like, I don't know. Do what you need to do, because I don't want you to not be who you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, no problem.
Aw, babe.
Baby.
Thank you for hypothetically being
that is so,
so understanding.
Sweet.
Yeah. Now, would you do the same for me if I was like, I think I want to get my hands on some fucking cocks?
Yeah, I'd be, I think it'd be cute.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you go do that. That's adorable.
What if you...
Adorable? Yeah, see, that's me being kind of...
I wonder what I would do, though, like, if you were like, I think I'm bisexual.
Mm.
You're like, I want to stay together, but...
That's actually the scenario you were just talking about. That's what I was envisioning. But you're saying if she came home, she's like, I think I'm shifting.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's
not expanding.
Is it shifting to gay, or is it like shifting to bisexual?
Expanding to
and
include.
Would I be okay with us staying together while you kind of discover this new part of your sexuality?
Figure it out.
Ooh. Yeah, would you?
I think that comes down to.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would want you to do it either way. You know what I mean? But could we make it through it?
The thing is that you own me, so I
do own you. Thank you so much. Ugh, guys, you heard it here first, and that is legally binding.
I was wondering what this chain around your foot was.
Yeah. I come out of the kennel something, you know, when he.
Yeah.
On weekends.
Shut the fuck up. I will.
But even still, I'd be like, this is a weird role play, you guys. Please stop. So uncomfortable.
Would I
play the naughty puppy.
What if I told, yeah, but what if I was like, I think I might be bi. Would you be like, go fuck some guys and see how you feel?
I probably would say that, yeah. Exactly like that, too.
Would you stay together while you're doing that? Or you're like, look,
would you
don't worry about me right now. Uh-huh. Go figure your shit out.
I'd probably take that opportunity to see if I can get some lady.
Oh, really?
Some lady action.
Oh, you
so
both
you
explore.
Go on your own journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I want to reconvene in a week, and you're like, well, we fucked other people.
I don't think I could convince a woman to have sex with me in a week.
I feel like
maybe
we should
I could.
Just,
I don't
if
know.
If that happens, we should just shift to polyamory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All this love.
Which that, speaking of people just adding you to groups, when I like completely support that lifestyle in people, and I have a lot of friends who are polyamorous in Vermont, of course.
I don't. I don't support it.
They used to add me to all their Facebook groups, and I was like,
really?
I was like, then it just like, and they were like very public, and I don't care, but it like looked weird on my wall, because all of a sudden it would just be all these groups, and it was like 20 polyamory groups that
wow.
I was like in or fans of, and I was like, I mean, this isn't even representative of what I'm practicing, so it just looks weird.
Are you still in them?
Against God. Can you talk
about that? Amen, brother.
What God said, and that is one man, 12 women. Polyandry. Is that right?
Polyandry, and then...
What is...
One polygamy?
Man, multiple women is polyandry. Or no, it's polygamy.
Polygamy, and then polyandry is multiple men with one woman?
Yes.
I think so.
Which...
Yeah. That happens?
Hell yeah.
Isn't
hell
it weird
yeah.
that the words start the same way? You have polyandry, but then it's polygamy. But really, it should be polygamy. Right?
It's like polygamy.
Yeah. But it's just polygamy. And then...
Polygamy. Oh, you're saying they're pronounced differently.
These are my children, Polly and Andrew. Come on, guys. All right. guys keep talking about how you whether or not Jordan's gay, I'm gonna pee.
Ooh.
Well, when you preface it like that, I'm not gay, you guys. I'm not gay. I don't know what we do.
Defensiveness.
I hope that we would react the same way of like, go figure yourself out, and then
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I also, I'm a Vermonter. I go with the flow, baby.
Is it a super progressive liberal?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It's great. I love Vermont. Like, it's very, very white, but we are so ashamed of that. It's so cute.
You're so progressive that you're also ashamed of it?
Yeah. Yeah. We hate that we're like super white. I mean, there are some backwoods people who are really conservative, like literally live in the backwoods.
That's the crazy thing about
painted signs that are like hateful, but not like, even when they're hateful, like you have to do a lot of mental math to figure out what the person is saying. Like somebody had like a Take Back Vermont sign back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
Which people just took as like, oh, take a piece of Vermont back with you. And it was like really cute.
It improved tourism in the state.
Yeah. But it was somebody saying like, oh, take back Vermont. Don't let gays get married here anymore. That was what they were trying to say.
Just reappropriated the saying. That's great.
Vermont's like right wing contingent is what everybody wishes it was, where it's so few people and they're so far out there that you're just like, look at you, dumb hill jacks,
idiot.
Yeah. And they're like, they're not like the shittiest they could be about it. They're not forming groups, as far as I know. The farthest they'll go is they'll hand paint a sign that improves the economy of Vermont.
That was one of the tensest moments I had on stage, because Carmen, I think, had told me about Take Back Vermont before, but I'd forgotten about it. I brought up, like, I was just talking about how they're pretty liberal, and I think I had a bit about...
That's how... You peed so fast. That was you peeing.
Yeah, you did. That is impressive.
I have a very tiny bladder.
Did you wash your hands?
I did wash my hands.
Yeah. As he dips them into his own water cup.
Did you wash your hands?
But somebody, I was doing
for
a bit
30
about
seconds?
Gay marriage or something. And
did you sing Happy Birthday twice?
Is that the time
that's,
rule?
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
Or Happy Birthday once, at least, yeah.
Anytime they have, like, how to wash your hands directions in bathrooms or restaurants and stuff, it's like, sing Happy Birthday to yourself twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy Birthday.
I think that's just kind of across the board with personal hygiene. In the shower, brushing your teeth.
That does make sense, because it's probably about 15 seconds to sing Happy Birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You're talking about, you were on stage.
About, gay marriage or something, and some, I was like, you guys are pretty liberal, and some lady was like, take back Vermont! And I was like, what? And then everybody was like, shut up! And it got really tense. I was like, listen, I know you guys are mad at each other. I don't know why. I don't know what's happening. It was very weird.
And I think that she might have even been shouting, like, what people say. Like, I'm not even 100% certain that was somebody who was... actually genuinely saying like Take Back Vermont. She might have just been like, this is the thing that people say, saying it.
I did have to tell that lady to shut up though, because she kept saying,
so maybe she was,
because I did, rarely do I get like mad at people, but sometimes I, that's something I picked up from watching like Shane Torres, is like sometimes instead of just like
whipping,
trying to be funny, if you just look at them quickly and you're like, stop it, like like scare them with a scary face, it does kind of work.
That's great.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about cream cheeses.
Ooh. Oh, our cream cheese choices for the day?
Yeah. Which I saw there's two on there.
Let's end on something smooth. Our cream cheese choices.
Cream cheese choices.
Is that love why a bunch of?
Well, I think we just wanted to talk about food. We're thick boys.
Cream cheese. Well, there's so many different kinds of delicious cream cheese.
There's one thing we talk about a lot on this pod. It's food.
It's food. Yeah.
Yeah. Carmen, why don't you tell them what kind of cream cheese you had today?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think I gave you a flavor that doesn't exist. I was like, get me that
walnut cinnamon honey. Walnut, raisin, maybe cinnamon in there too.
Yeah, that's basically what I meant. It's delicious.
I think it was a walnut raisin.
I like cream a sweet cheese, cream
and you
cheese.
Had it on a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Mm-hmm. Melissa's really turned me on to savory. I'm always I'm a big sweet boy.
See, I'm sorry. I cut you.
We all have a lot of opinions, and this is the we've been rattled.
Whatever, yours is more pressing. Go for it.
No. I'm just in the opposite camp, where I am a savory boy, and I still am. But Carmen one time did get like blueberry cream cheese, and sometimes has gotten strawberry cream cheese, and it is like a delightful sweet. Oh, did you just
hear me pop my neck
by just winging his head around?
He's dead.
Oh, I'll bet it came up on the mic.
Dinner.
Maybe.
Quite a pop.
But anyway, yeah, I'm in the opposite camp. I used to be savory, and I still am, but I now appreciate the sweet. Are you the opposite?
I've always traditionally been sweet.
Uh-huh.
Just a snotty, sweet little boy.
Uh-huh.
But I've recently made the switch. I started doing savory onion bagel, everything bagel, onion cream cheese, what else?
What is your normal sweet bagel and cream cheese pairing?
It would be fruity. It would be like cinnamon raisin bagel with blueberry cream cheese.
Yum.
See, I detest raisin so much. I fucking hate raisins.
I don't. So raisins are great.
The only time it's okay is in trail mix, and I am eating the raisins in spite of them.
Oh, Sam.
I think, why do you hate them so much? That's a very deep-seated hate.
Because of oatmeal raisin cookies. Raisins are dead grapes. That's what they are. Grapes are maybe the best thing that anything could
so
be.
So is wine not okay?
No, because it's the blood
That's
of
the
grapes.
Blood, yeah.
Well, it's not full of raisins, I guess.
It's the Jesus of grapes.
But it's old.
What?
It's
yeah,
like
just
old,
like Jesus,
old.
Carmen. Are you supporting my argument? Wine is good. The grapes, it's a carcass of what a grape once was. Or a raisin is a carcass.
Raisins are delicious to me.
They're
like
so
dried
good.
Dried dates.
Yum, yes.
Those are actually so
dates.
Sweet.
Should I have a date?
A date?
Not
is...
anymore with me if you don't like raisins.
Well, everybody, that's for the pot. I like, here's what I like, a dried apricot. Dried apricot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So good.
I can't believe you can like dried apricots but not raisins.
Yeah, well, your grandparents aren't wrong about dried apricots. They're pretty good.
What about prunes? That's one I've never gotten to.
I don't go for.
That's yeah. Like that's straight old people.
Maybe we should try some dry. Maybe
try
like
some?
A dry fruit episode where we talk about
just
yeah. I will do dried cranberries, craisins. If you
oh,
will.
I love yes
salad. Yeah. Ooh, love that.
It's
not
the
even
same
just straight
thing as a raisin.
I'll
basically,
do it straight.
Yeah. So
I
close.
It on
yeah.
No, it's
anything, it's like
better.
A touch sweeter. Just
it's
put
so similar.
Raisins.
They just added a letter
so
to the name.
So upsetting.
Yeah.
They call them craisins.
Even the name of a raisin, I hate it.
And grapes are your favorite food.
Favorite fruit, hands
favorite
down.
Fruit.
Yeah. Up there on favorite food. I'd say they're a top 10 food for sure.
And yet...
No
just
raisins.
You just hate that middleman.
So you want... So no...
Not the middleman. I hate the dead man.
I feel like you can't even taste a raisin.
It's not like raisins are farming grapes. That would be a selling them.
I was thinking in the spectrum of
about
wine.
How you understand what a man
wine
is.
And grapes.
Wine is fine, but I'm drinking that. And
you know
maybe,
when you're dead and
I'd
you're
feel
a middleman?
If eating grapes got me drunk. Or eating raisins got me drunk.
It doesn't?
Well, you could soak them in liquor.
Yeah, who doesn't?
College students, I guess. I don't know.
And then you put them up your butt.
Did you guys ever do that in college?
And
Harry Buffalo? That was fun.
Corner. What's that? What?
Harry Buffalo, you pour just a bunch of booze into like a large container, usually a bathtub.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not
the
like
bathtub.
A used bathtub, but like a portable one that you buy that people haven't bathed in.
Okay. Jeez. Okay.
Portable then, bathtubs?
Like that you would wash a dog, like one of those big metal tubs.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Okay.
You pour a bunch of booze in there, maybe some ice, and then you put a fuck ton of fruit
yes.
in there. And you let it sit for a long time.
Yeah.
And it gets very sweet, and it fucks a lot of people.
It's really good. Yeah, we did that. There was a string of like months in college where we did that, and then one party we made PJ party juice, jungle juice, if
PJ,
you will.
Jungle juice.
Jungle juice. And we would make Kool-Aid. So put Kool-Aid and fruit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks after weeks, we had these great parties, kept building. And then we had this like huge banger. And then I would always make the PJ.
Huge banger.
Fuck.
Do that again.
This great big party. I always made the PJ this specific time. I never added sugar. This time I added sugar. I shut the party down at 11 p.m. when everybody had too much PJ and everybody's tummies hurt. So everybody shows up at like 8, 9, having a great time.
Are they fucked up or are they just like sick to their stomach?
They're sick to their stomach because I put too much sugar in the PJ this time. So there's like, so I'm in this two-bedroom apartment and there are 35 people, 40 people jammed in this tiny apartment and everybody is down for the count. Music shut down and they're just like somebody, a couple people threw up because there was too much sugar.
Yeah, dude. Don't put too much sugar in your PJ. College students.
Sugar in your PJs.
As we all know. I just he-peated you. I apologize.
You did what now?
I just he-peated you.
He-peated?
Oh, repeated, but with the word he in front of it.
But it's also, I was thinking about it, somebody...
In the context of me being right, and maybe...
No, no,
I'm just kidding.
But I didn't know that was a term, but it is, it's a thing, you know, like in that men do, intentional or unintentional, but like a woman will say a thing, and then a man will like, basically say almost the exact same thing.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
happens to me all the time, and then everybody laughs at him, and I'm
just gives
like,
it worse.
But I, yeah, yeah, that's yeah. mine.
And I do that, but I sincerely believe it's unintentional. And I also think it is not because I don't care, but I do it to men too, and I do it because I am a bad listener. I will cop to, I'm a terrible listener.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll just be in another world, and it's kind of like JD in Scrubs. Where you're just like, where'd you go there? And he's like, oh, and he'll describe this beautiful landscape where he's like beating up some random person that we just met on the train or something.
Did I tell you what happened with Jen Welch the other day?
Yeah. Well, she also noticed.
To Jen Welch on the train. Very funny comic, Jen Welch, a friend of ours. And she,
friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. And we were talking on the train, and I fucking zoned out on her. I felt so bad. And she just goes, where did you just go there?
Go, that seems like such a Jen thing to say, too. So sweet. Yeah. Where did you just go?
I go, do you really want to know? She says, sure. I go, I was thinking about my favorite football player and how I hope he doesn't get CTE. What a rude thing to think.
Oh, my God.
Conversation with somebody.
Well, and it's so odd because if you're looking at you while you're talking, or yeah, while you're having a conversation, you go somewhere, it's like really obvious. You kind of like turn your head slightly to the left and up to the sky. It's like almost like a stereotype of how people like look up into the little
bubble.
How
people daydream.
Yeah, and then your eyes become like a I wonder what would happen if I were riding an elephant, you know?
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
We're moving on to like hour 10. Do you guys want to cover anything super important? We covered period stuff. Carmen's Diva Cup.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you didn't answer. Should
Let's
I
hope that cup runneth doesn't over. Runneth over. You just sheep-heated me.
Should I?
Yeah, we didn't.
We're
we
the
didn't
little or the big?
Answer.
What do you guys think? Little or big one?
I think you should try out the little one.
Okay. Little one.
Yeah.
But
little one.
You wear that little one with like a pair of underwear that you were like, you know what? These are already almost down for the count.
That's right.
You know what? My household is big fans of. As for me and my house, we will. She wears Thanks. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about getting those.
They're awesome. I think they're a little bit.
Does she like Thanks?
She loves them. They're great. I would love to eat them as a sponsor. Now they have them for men, which is kind of.
What? Carmen. For what part of men?
Yeah, I don't know. How dare you, Carmen?
Would you like me to get you some Thinks?
I would love a pair of Thinks. They're just very expensive.
I think they are.
I'm not sure they're... Are they breathable? That's a big
thing. They have all different...
Me.
They have, like, all different kinds. They have thongs. They have, like, panties.
No, I mean, like, are they cotton? Like, can my vagina breathe?
I think so.
That's a very important thing to avoid infection, Jordan, that a lot of people don't know. And women, this is good for you to hear. If you don't know, you probably do. Carmen, why don't
Thanks,
you go
Sam.
Ahead and say, because I don't want to be a man telling women about their vaginas.
How dare you?
Yeah, you probably know more than I don't know. It's just that, 100% cotton is the way to go because you want all your pieces to be able
Breathe.
To feel the sweet air between the fabric, you know, then you get those like
some sort of
stretchy tight ones
garb down
yeah
there,
that can really
it can increase chances of what yeast infection and other things.
There's just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah
it'll be worth checking out. I imagine they considered that when they were creating these because it's a women founded women owned women run company.
True.
So I feel like they have to know that.
That's true. Also, organic cotton tampons. Because, you know, that just came out recently. The tampons are full of a bunch of
stuff.
Fucking chemicals. And so that's part of the reason why I got a Diva Cup. But I also have cotton tampons. And that does kind of cut down on cramps. And you just feel better about what's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're putting up inside yourself.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Make sure every penis is 100% organic cotton.
Oh no, mine's rayon. Sorry. All right. Do you guys put with these headphones on and cue up our outfits.
No, don't go. That was good. No.
Can you make a song out of the sounds that you just made?
I was thinking, one of my favorite moments on the podcast so far is that Jordan and I role-played his sports interactions, where he gets mad at, like, people he's playing against. And I said, so what if you run up on the guy and you're like, he's like, what the fuck, man? He goes, I would say, what the fuck to you, man? And that is a sound bite that I so badly want to turn into.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Do you guys have anything you want to plug? You got anything coming up?
Let's do it to a beat. I'll give you guys a beat.
And then you plug shows?
Yeah.
Well, there's already a beat playing in the background. You just can't hear it.
Oh,
okay.
Can I add to it? What's the time? Is it like?
Is it 4:04?
Is it 4:04?
I mean, you got 2:04. You got about 20 seconds.
3:08.
What you want to plug?
I don't think I have anything. Oh, I have a show February 24th, QED.
Okay.
Saturday, 7 p.m. Come out.
Check out my weekly at Rar Bar in Astoria. Carmen.
Follow me on Instagram. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Don't you have
Instagram.
You have a new show, don't you?
I don't know if it's gonna. We got it.
I'm sorry.
See. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.